relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
So excited! The call board is absolutely full. Ray, Don, Brent, all of our hardcore team. Doug, we're going to get your calls. Where are the ladies? Come on. We're going to have a very special guest with us next. But first, there's another kind of side to why we won. It's not just amazing fighters like Rosie. It's not just candidates like Glenn Youngkin that he won, guys. Come on, let's be clear. Because he picked up a culture war meme. He understood. It's not just about stopping the vaccine mandates and the masks and opening businesses. It's about the schools. And that's why he won. But there's also another aspect. The left, they're insane and they're fascists. This is a man who admitted to being a communist not too long ago, but I think he's more of a Nazi because only Nazis call people they disagree with a disease. And that's what Van Jones did. Cut seven.
When this election is over in Virginia, we will know, have we seen the emergence of the Delta variant of Trumpism? The Delta variant of Trumpism. In other words, Youngkin, same disease, but spreads a lot faster and can get a lot more places. The suburbs, if they fall to him,
That Youngkin is more dangerous than the former president.
More easy to spread.
Okay.
Because
he just sits there. Anderson Cooper just, oh, yeah, you just called a human being a disease like the Nazis did. That's fine, Van Jones. That's who they are, and that's part of why we won, because they are inhuman. Let's talk about it all. Let's analyze it with former attorney to President Trump. She's the chair of the National Election Integrity Alliance, of which I am also a member, full disclosure, and she is our regular constitutional expert here on America First, Jen Ellis. Welcome on this glorious day.
It is a fantastic day where truth has won over absolute idiocy. And, you know, Seb, everyone wants to be Florida. When we have said make America Florida, that's exactly what Virginia did. And that's exactly what New Jersey's trying to do. And this is where wokeism and the broken left just will not win out. And everyone who showed up at the polls yesterday proved that Republicans, conservatives, and even moderates are not going to go for the insanity of the left. They don't want to be controlled by government. And guess what? Our country is all about preserving and protecting our rights, like the right of parents to direct the control and education of their own children. And that was a huge thing for Glenn Youngkin. And it wasn't just him, though. And for Republicans to take the top three elected positions,
Hang on. And the House, it's been confirmed by a two-seat majority. So Youngkin isn't just a titular governor. He's actually got some firepower that he can get policy things done. We'll talk about the ramifications for Republicans, for America First, for MAGA. Let me run something past you. Follow this lady, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on all platforms. Jenna, I said this on a British interview I did early this morning. This has got to precipitate a true crisis inside the Democrats. As one person said, one of the hosts said on his show, it was Brian. I actually watched Brian Williams for my sins last night. He actually said this. The hoaxer in chief said, if only the Democrats could have had one success they could have shown in the last 10 months, maybe it would have been different. That's Brian Williams. Are the Democrats in a tailspin, Jenna Ellis?
Oh, 100%. And this is something where, you know, the left, like you just played that clip from Van Jones. I mean, they are literally mind boggled that their fear mongering, that their attempts at control just haven't worked, and that the Biden administration, or as Ron DeSantis calls it now, the Brandon administration, which I think is actually way more apt, has been a total and absolute failure. And so this, it just shows, it's not just about one person of Glenn Youngkin and, oh, he's too Trumpy or whatever they want to say about him. It's about the fact that in Virginia, it was a total landslide. It was a complete retake of government, and that's exactly what needs to happen in every other state.
All right, so what does this mean in terms of the playbook for Republicans, for primaries across the nation? I think President Trump walked a very fine line. He played it very, very carefully. He didn't come and campaign for Glenn, but he had that telephone rally. He had that endorsement for him. Glenn, on the other hand, didn't quite embrace MAGA, but he picked up that culture war baton. So what does this mean for next year and for 24, Jenna?
Well, two things. It says, first, Republicans and every conservative and even the moderate Democrats and those who have Biden regret, get out and vote. The vote is the most powerful thing that we can do as Americans to revoke our consent. As far as the playbook, we have to be bold. Like you and I, Seb, have been telling the American people and every single America First candidate, you have to stand up and boldly declare the truth. Don't back down and be this big tent, you know, weak party. Stand up boldly, directly confront the cultural wars, call out the lies of the left, and be willing to speak the truth and run on the America First agenda, because that's what wins. Everyone likes when there is a bold leader. That's why President Trump is so beloved, and that's why Glenn Youngkin won, and that's why the American people are so sick and tired of the left, is because they're seeing the truth of what we tried to tell them, by the way, leading up to 2020 about Joe Biden. But that's what's going to win. It's always going to come back to telling the truth.
Here's the big take home for me, the really huge one, to everybody who phoned in this show depressed and said, I'm not voting again. That's it. They're just going to steal every election. Guess what, stop guys? We beat the cheaters. Right, Jenna?
Yep. Stop whining. And it's stand up. The most important thing that you can do is get out and vote. And we've also made some significant progress with election integrity. Several people, including myself, were on Newsmax yesterday talking about it, including my friend, attorney Ken Cuccinelli. There is a lot more that we can still do and are going to do before 2022 to protect the vote. But the most important thing, stop whining, get to the polls, and make sure that you show up and you vote.
Jenna, quick question. We've got somebody on the line who's asking, Mark Elias, the guy who orchestrated the theft of the last election, is down in Georgia trying to overturn the election laws. How can the locals fight back? What's your answer in 60 seconds?
Go to the state legislature. Don't rely on the Justice Department, and don't rely on the judicial branch to save anything, because that's the way that they're going to continue to try to change the election laws ahead of 2022. And also make sure that you're volunteering. Go and be a poll watcher. Make sure that you are making sure that the election officials are enforcing law. Become an election official if you can. But make sure that the state legislatures are writing the correct law, you're going and voting, and then you're volunteering on election day.
So putting pressure on the local legislators, that's priority number one.
Absolutely. They are the ones that control the election law in their state. It's not the Mark Eliases. It's not the judiciary. It comes down to the legislatures. Fine. And they can pass common sense election integrity measures. They're the ones that are conducting these audits. Every single state needs to audit their vote to just find out what can they do to better protect their vote. That's a common sense security measure. So the state legislatures need to recognize this is their responsibility. And you can help them do that, because if they get calls from their constituents who say, we are going to primary you unless you do
this,
is a number.
If they're afraid of their position, they'll do something about it. We defeated the fraudsters and the cheaters. Never give up. Never give in. That's how we win. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm still in a very good mood, are you? I think it's going to last for a while. Why? Because you guys did it. Yes. Look, everybody who said, that's it. We can't win. It's never happening again. They're going to steal every election. And even great conservative states and commonwealths like Virginia, gone, gone, gone. Well, not anymore. Why? Because a man who never ran for political office before in his life is now going to be the governor of the Commonwealth. Not only that, his lieutenant governor, an immigrant, a black immigrant, a woman who NPR seemed to forget in their reporting today when they talked about minority victories, is going to be his deputy. And of course, we have a Cuban minority attorney general. Massive, massive day. She predicted it. I, mea culpa, I beat my chest. I said, Terry's going to win by a margin of 1%, but she got it right. That's why she's the host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also crntalk.com. Jennifer Horn, how did you know?
You know, it's really funny, Seb. So on The Morning Answer in Los Angeles, my co-host Grant Stinchfield and I were talking this week, actually on Monday, before you came on the, well, you were on the air with us on Tuesday. But on Monday, we had the conversation. He said, all right, let's make a bet. What's going to happen? And I said, gosh, I just don't trust the mail-in ballots. I don't trust it. I, you know, Youngkin, well, he should win, but I don't know. I think it'll be McAuliffe. And Grant was very confident. He said it would be Youngkin. All right.
Interesting.
So we go on to, yes. So now, Tuesday.
Why did he say why he felt that?
He just thought that the momentum was in Youngkin's favor. So Tuesday, we start talking about it on Election Day. I think after you were on the air with us, we started talking about predictions. And so he said, all right, what do you think today? And I said, you know what? I realized in reflection that the reason that I felt like Youngkin wasn't going to win is because I'm dead inside and callous because I live in California. And I haven't enjoyed an election in a long time. It's been a long time. And so I said, you know what? I think if everything goes right, I think today's the day. I think it's going to be Youngkin. He says, well, you know what? I've been studying Fairfax County, and I'm not sure it's going to go well. So it was funny because we switched roles.
I became the optimist. Grant changed his mind?
He changed his mind.
Oh, that's yes. Too funny. That's too funny.
But in any case, I think both of us thought it was in the realm of possibility. And certainly it was so great to see. And, you know, I'm stoked about Virginia for you because we have a done deal. But New Jersey was the big surprise. Whether or not Phil Murphy pulls.
Can we just stop?
Incredible.
Just stop. Number one, Biden took Virginia in double digits.
10 points.
New Jersey, 16. And this guy may have beaten the incumbent. God willing, I don't know, they're going to bloody pull, you know, suitcases of ballots from under the table. Yep. But right now, the fact 16 points is stunning, Jennifer.
And this is just it. I know it's, you know, what do they say? Close enough is only good in horseshoes or whatever that old saying is. But in New Jersey, this wasn't even on my radar. Dick Morris, I think, said that on Grant's show on Newsmax on Stinchfield, he said that this was very much in play about a week ago.
Wow.
I heard Chris Christie on Tuesday say that he thought New Jersey was in play. That was really the first time I had heard anything. And even Martha McCallum on Fox yesterday was lamenting that the election team didn't even take the time to study New Jersey and the individual counties because they didn't think it was an opportunity.
You mean the Fox team?
The Fox team, exactly.
Which, by the way, can we just be clear? little frisson of historic spice.
Yeah.
Fox, unlike last year, was the last cable channel after CNN, MSNBC, everybody else, to give Youngkin the win. I thought that was a little bit interesting, didn't you?
You could tell. They were slow walking and they didn't want to say anything.
We're not going to call this one like Arizona. Oops.
Brett Baer kept saying, it's a commanding lead, but he wouldn't actually make the call. But yeah, Martha McCallum said they wouldn't even study New Jersey. And so the fact that this was even a close race, whether or not we win ultimately at the end, this is like a win. Biden came home from Europe falling asleep at meetings, and he has zero power. And here's the best part. You know, if we were in their messaging for the Democrats, Seb, I know what you and I would do. We would go in, we'd say, pass this infrastructure bill, forget this other plan, do something so you can change the narrative.
You've got to show something. They've got 10 months of nothing, Jen.
Of nothing. If anything, they've just made things worse. They've made things worse in Afghanistan, at the border, with the economy, everything they've touched has gotten worse. So I would, if I were Nancy Pelosi, say we're breaking these two bills
up. Stop this woman. She's giving them good ideas. cut her off. Where's the Comrex? Cut it off. Block it. Right. No, you're right.
But
no, you're
here's
right.
What's happening.
If they were logical, they'd say, okay, guys, I know what you want, but we got to do something. But they're not going to, are they,
narrative? Jen? No. And so this has been so beautiful to watch today. And I think that's why I'm in a great mood. You're in a great mood. We're all kind of happy today because instead of realizing that they should pass an infrastructure bill or do something just to recapture the narrative, they're all infighting. Moderates are blaming progressives. Progressives are blaming moderates. And they're just back and forth all, you know, all over the place with each other. It's fantastic.
All right. Can I spoil your mood?
Ugh. Are you sure?
Because you know I chose this nation, which means I'm an American, which means I have to be an optimist, and everybody says that's what I am. But, my passport may be American, but my blood still has a certain Hungarian inflection running through it, which means, you know, the country with the highest, second highest suicide rate in the world, you know, we've got a certain issue.
A little bit of Eastern European fun.
Here's the dark gray cloud amongst the silver lining. Okay. I am so stoked. I mean, to think that I now live, in a Republican state is just...
It's red.
Oh, superb. and that we swung the House by two seats. We've got the Lieutenant Governor, a Marine. We've got a Cuban as the Attorney General. I mean, it's just glorious. But here's the bad thing, sign. Mm-hmm. What the hell are we talking about? He won by less than 200,000 votes.
I know.
These people are insane. CRT should have meant 90% of Virginia came out to vote for Glenn. The fact that it is a, you know, it is, you know, 2% that separates a scum of the earth Clinton bagman from this, you know, handsome, middle of the road, unsmeared individual, basketball, 3-point shooter. Jen, that's not good, is it?
Well, you know, it's very funny. I had a call that said basically the same thing on the morning answer this morning because we were trying to take some of the lessons. What can we do in 2022? What does this all mean? And someone said, you know, everybody's celebrating, but this wasn't a big win for Glenn Youngkin.
No.
But in some ways, it was, because you have to realize what was already baked in to help along Terry McAuliffe. Does that sound conspiratorial? You know, you realize that there was a lot going on. You had a lot of people out, operatives in the state who were trying to get people out to the polls. Yeah. You had a lot of money pouring in. So regardless of whether, I mean, look, everybody, I think it's a clear choice, but some people are going to constantly just vote for their team. They're low information voters, and they're going to go out and do what their union is telling them, or they're going to do what their family or their friends are telling them to do. So I think we just have to take the win, and we have to take it, and we have to accelerate it. We have to realize that Glenn Youngkin, who branded kitchen table issues, it's exactly what we did in California. And I know we had a loss with the recall election of Gavin Newsom, but in some ways, I think that the recall actually helped propel Glenn Youngkin in some ways. I think people are starting to wake up all across this country. Parents particularly are waking up, and they are starting to fight back. They're going to school board meetings. They're taking an interest in what the curriculum is that's being taught to their kids, and they are standing up. And I think that that happened in very blue California. I think it empowered groups across the country to do the exact same thing and to stand up and start fighting. And so whether it was 2% or 20%, it's a starting point. And we have to continue to build on these quality of life issues, because a very famous radio consultant told me once, if you are not talking about health, heart, and pocketbook, you shouldn't be talking about anything on the radio. And the truth is that applies into politics. If candidates aren't talking about health, heart, and pocketbook and improving that for Americans, they are not going to have a chance in today's climate. We want to improve this situation, not make things worse. There's no time for this oppressive ideology. We have to improve people's education. We have to improve crime. We have to improve the economy. And if people aren't talking about that right now, I don't think they have a big future. They should probably step aside for 2022. Republicans got to stick with this message, Seb.
Can I salvage my pessimism with some extra optimism on top?
Yes.
Here is for all of you out there saying, Dr. G, what are you doing? After I said yesterday that Terry might win. Here's the amazing thing, guys. Just use this. Just use this. Whenever somebody tries to get you down on this victory, they rolled out the cackler. They rolled out Sleepy Creepy. And they even got him out of his basement where he was eating Cheetos, watching ESPN. They got a bomber out to the Commonwealth, and still, Terry, you lost. Yep. And that is just delicious. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is looking a little bit shinier today. Why? Because we're winning. Yes! Winning, winning, winning.
With more journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network, Sebastian Gorka.
She's holding out in her redoubt in Los Angeles. She's not giving up. She is our warrior princess on the West Coast, host of The Morning Answer on AM 590, AM 870. The Answer also available at DJV Show and CRNTalk.com. Follow her right now on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. I'm going to ask you a question about why Glenn Youngkin won from your vantage point, being a trooper for those values in California. First, I'm going to play a cut just to entertain everybody, make everybody feel a little bit better. And before I do even that, guys, Christmas just around the corner. I know you're not going to buy anything from China, so go to our store today. If you want to celebrate the victory in the Commonwealth, if you want to just send a message to your neighbor who may have been a big fundraiser for the Democrats, I'm not going to go there. Just go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. Get your Let's Go Brandon t-shirts, your Let's Go Brandon hats, your Let's Go Brandon yard signs, and everything else. Our Tervis tumblers that say Stay Frosty. The books that got me into the White House, everything else, check them out at sebgorkastore.com. Now, let's get the left-wing interpretation from the fake news industrial complex and MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. Cut to.
I watched Glenn Youngkin's interviews on Fox News, and he did nothing that clears. He did not. I mean, he worshipped at the altar of Donald Trump on Fox News. He flew an insurrection flag at his rallies. He simply didn't. He played dumb about a Zoom rally. He did not really put much distance between himself and Donald Trump on the big lie or the deadly insurrection in which police officers were maimed by flagpoles. So I think that the real ominous thing is that critical race theory, which isn't real, turned the suburbs 15 points. To the Trump insurrection endorsed Republican.
I'm not going to waste time here doing it, but I'd like to read to her from the Virginia Department of Education that quotes critical race theory and why it must be taught, the thing that she says mm-hmm. doesn't exist. Jennifer, Glenn Youngkin worshipped at the altar of Donald Trump. I mean, are these people smoking crack?
If anything, he wasn't Trumpy enough. That was one of the things that
yes!
we talked about. But he walked this line of not alienating Trump supporters and bringing in other people. I think
carefully.
He should be looking
at that. Yes. On my show, I said, are you the Mitt Romney of Virginia? And he said, well, it's not MAGA, but it's Virginia. Make Virginia great again. Which is, mm-hmm. Skillful. Skillful. Not quite rhino.
Very skillful.
But skillful.
Right. And someone who is not a politician. And let me remind Nicole Wallace of a few things that I think people may have forgotten. One of the things is that the person who is currently sitting in the governor's mansion couldn't remember if he was the guy wearing the KKK
yes.
costume or the guy in blackface.
Right.
The current lieutenant governor of the state of Virginia was accused of raping somebody.
Credibly. Very credibly.
Accused of raping somebody. The group that was trying to push Terry McAuliffe into this election, the Lincoln Project, pretty rich that they were trying to take aim at critical race theory because their record with little boys, not so great. So for Nicole Wallace to go up there and use the isms and to try to play identity politics, it's an old trick. It used to work pre-Trump, does not work anymore unless you're a squishy Republican. It's not going to work. And people are waking up. Moms in the suburbs are waking up to the fact that they're looking at a guy like Glenn Youngkin who doesn't look racist. The new awesome, lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia doesn't look racist. The new attorney general doesn't look like a racist. So guess what? The party of diversity is now the party of Republicans. That is the GOP. Terry McAuliffe represents the old white guys. And so maybe if we're looking about diversity and identity politics, they should be looking in the mirror a little harder.
Yeah. I may be a little bit too close to this as a Virginia resident. Yeah. I want to get your take on why you think we have this victory from your vantage point. I'll just say one thing right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the Lincoln Project. Especially that puerile high school level invective ad that they put out there after Glenn Youngkin came on my show, attacking him and me because he came on my show. And especially, guys, please, when I run for office, will you come? Will somebody get the Lincoln Project to come to my rallies with the tiki torches? Because then I know I will win. So, you know, those sad, fat, bald, overweight men, Steve Schmidt, Rick Wilson, keep doing what you do. And, you know, Amidar and all the billionaires funding you, keep burning your money. Just keep burning it. Okay, sorry. Jennifer, your take. Why did he win? John says,
don't
it's
you
a
remember when the Lincoln Project used to just not like Trump, but they were for all other Republicans? Now it's like anything that's conservative. They're all, I take this one a little personally, too, because Jennifer Horn, the other Jennifer Horn, used to be very involved with the Lincoln Project.
Yes, so. I know. And people still ask me, is that the same Jennifer? Guys, seriously.
No.
Seriously. Okay, so let's get your take. John here says it's multiple reasons. I think there's one big one. He picked up the baton of culture war and CRT. But what do you think?
So I think it's a couple of things. First of all, I think it is definitely that Democrats just failing miserably and certainly have attacked the wrong thing, right? They're instead of dealing with fixing real problems that would improve people's life, they're focusing on trying to make little white kids feel guilty for something they have no control over. And so I think the school issue, Terry McAuliffe really beat himself with what he said when he wanted to keep parents out of school. But as far as the demographics go, I think women and Hispanics got Glenn Youngkin elected. And I think this is really important for the Republican Party to look at.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers.
I mean, he did extraordinarily well with Hispanics. And this is our future. I was waving the flag in 2020.
But hang on, I'm sorry.
Raising it again in California.
We're almost out of time, but this is so crucial. Why did he do well with Hispanics? On what issue?
Because all of the issues of the Conservative Party, when we focus on quality of life, resonate with Hispanic voters. They are fleeing the Democrat Party. They were voting there out of habit because they thought they were going to get help, and they didn't. So Republicans need to focus laser sharp on bringing Hispanic voters over to the Republican tent, because we are the party of the middle class. We are the party of the average person. David Axelrod, I was watching CNN and they were crying last night. Axelrod said, you know what? The party, the Democrats have done something wrong here. They have become the party of white elitists, and they are trying to push their morality on everybody else.
He said that.
Republicans,
Axelrod said that.
And he was absolutely right. I said it about three times today. We played the audio because he's absolutely right. They are morally superior. So if they don't teach you like how to think, they just want you to teach what to think. And if you don't think that, you'll be called a racist, or they'll tell you that whatever you believe in doesn't exist, or that somehow you're spreading fake news. And we're waking up. People aren't going to take that much longer.
He's a bad guy. But he's smart, and that's why I am grateful to the Lord that this administration, the Biden administration, doesn't have an Axelrod inside the building. I'm going to find that cut. I'm going to listen to that cut. We're going to post it on social media. Of course, she's used it because she's the toughest, hardest working lady in radio. Follow her right now, host of The Morning Answer, and on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, out of Los Angeles. Go right now to Twitter at Jennifer Horn. God bless you. Continue to have a glorious, victorious day.
on the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
I didn't even know about the, you know, machine of the teachers union then, but you gave us voice. And what it was that this machine used the tragedy of George Floyd's killing to decide that it was open season on our little bear cubs. That's what they did. Randy Weingarten, the teachers unions, these activists, they decided it was their time to cash in. And you know what? We stood up back from the summer of 2020. That's when it began.
Ashra Nomani, a Virginia parent, she nailed it. The Democrats took aim at their baby bear cubs, and the mama bear said, "You're not doing it to us." And that's why Glenn Youngkin and the AG and Lieutenant Governor One, God bless every single one of those mothers that stood up to the fascists on those school boards. A man who has an unusual perspective, excited to have him in studio, is the 56th governor of Missouri, former SEAL, running for the Senate right now, Eric Greitens. Welcome to America First.
Great to be back on with you, man. Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, I'm going to do something a little bit different now, because I'd go back into the White House if the president asked me, if President Trump asked me. But apart from that, the only political office I would ever consider, I wouldn't run for the Senate, and we'll talk about why, wouldn't run for the House. The only thing I would do is run for governor, because that's a real job. Tell us what Glenn Youngkin faces from your experience of running Missouri. What does it mean to be a governor? And that's a real job, isn't it?
It's a real job. You can get tremendous things done. And as governor, the whole state depends on your courage. You have to be willing to stand up to the left. You have to be willing to stand up to the mainstream media. I'll give you just a couple of examples. You look at other governors. Ron DeSantis stood up against the COVID tyranny. What happened there? That makes a difference for families. It makes a difference for kids. It makes a difference for freedom. That's a place where it matters. When I was governor and Antifa and Black Lives Matter came to Missouri, which your listeners will remember, Missouri was the home of the anti-police movement with Ferguson and the whole myth of hands up, don't shoot. All of that stuff started in Ferguson, Missouri. I came into office. I said no more. And when Antifa and Black Lives Matter came to the state of Missouri, and they said, after we're done, you won't remember Ferguson. They said, after we're done, we're going to burn this state down. Wow. Because we had a case where a white police officer had shot and killed a black man on duty. And they said, unless he's found guilty, unless he's tried, we're going to burn the state down. And I was very clear. I said, look, as a Navy SEAL, I fought for everyone's constitutional rights. And that means everyone has the right to freedom of speech. Everyone has the right to freedom of assembly. And I said, and if you are out there exercising those rights peacefully, you will find that our police officers are out there protecting you. I also said, let's be clear, throwing a brick through a window is not free speech.
Yeah, that's not the First Amendment.
That's not free speech. You attack one of our police officers, you're going to jail. And I also said very clearly, I said, look, in the past you had politicians who literally said, we want to give people a safe space to loot and to burn. I said, when I'm governor, you loot, you burn. The only safe space you're going to have is in a jail cell. And after three days...
Is that why they took you down? Is that why the left came after you? Yes. Because you were hardcore on rule of law?
We proved that you could defeat Antifa. We proved that
that's
you could
dangerous
defeat
for
Black
them. Lives.
It was extraordinarily dangerous. And remember when this happened? We defeated them in the fall of 2017. We demonstrated that with courage, with clarity, and also said with compassion. You know, we said, hey, other people are going to have feelings about this. They're not going to necessarily agree with us. We're going to protect everyone's constitutional rights, but we're just going to be clear. You cannot loot and burn. There will be consequences. Right. And on the third day, they said, all right, well, we're going to overwhelm them. And they literally said, Greitens can't arrest everybody. So they flooded Missouri from around the nation. And I called down to the Department of Corrections. We brought up the prison buses from Southeast Missouri. I said, in fact, we can arrest everyone, right, who's a part of this Antifa Black Lives Matter movement. And that day we arrested them and we shut it down. After 3 days, they left. They'd broken a few windows and overturned some potted plants, and that was it.
All right. Let's talk about your, you know, you can't keep a good man down. You're not only a former governor, you're a SEAL. Now you're running for the Senate. Tell us about how the campaign's going. This man, you can support him. He's got my support. EricGreitens.com is the website. Tell us how it's going.
It's going incredibly well. Look, I'm the fighter in this race. I'm the America First candidate in this race, as you've seen in Virginia and around the country, and very much in the great state of Missouri. People are sick of the left, and they recognize that now is a time for fighters to stand up. I was the first person in the country who said that when I'm in the Senate, I'm voting for new leadership. No more rhinos. I'm not going to be voting for Mitch McConnell as Senate Majority Leader. We need.
So you've gone on record.
I've gone
saying
on record,
that.
And I said that. And in fact, what happened? Not only we were winning the campaign before, now we're up by 30 points.
What?
We're up by 30 points in the Republican primary, and Tony Fabrizio, Trump's pollster, just put out a poll that also shows, and this was just like 7-10 days ago, shows us also winning the general election by 7 points. That's more than Hawley beat McCaskill. It's more than I won the governor's race. We're dominating this race because we're offering clarity and precision about the fact that we need to support the president, President Trump, and we need to have an America First agenda. And we need conservatives and patriots to take over the Republican Party.
And the biggest difference in the last 30 seconds we've got in this segment, the biggest thing you're going to bring to the Senate in representing Missouri?
Is courage. We need people.
That's what we need.
We need people to stand up.
That's what we need. Absolutely. It's a thing I've observed, sadly, most obviously in the last 2 years, is just an overwhelming lack of courage in this nation. The response to the China virus has, you know, no businesses should have shut down. No business should have said that I'm going to comply, whether it's masks, vaccines for children. It is courage. And guess what, guys? Yesterday, we won the Commonwealth because of the courage of mothers. Mothers, that's the lesson. Let's be as strong as they are. We're talking to Eric Greitens. Follow him right now. Go to ericgreitens.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you're calling us, please guarantee for me that you're not doing so with a phone that's connected to one of the big cell phone providers. Why? Because they are not on your side. They support big tech. They support liberal causes. They fund things like Planned Parenthood at the end of the month when you pay your bill. Make the switch today. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company. They've proven themselves. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. To our veterans, our first responders, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the culture of life. Join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com. They have the same nationwide tower cell service, same dependability, a U.S.-based team that's amazing. Keep your old number. Switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT and join the good guys. Now more than ever, after yesterday's victory especially, we must stick together. Don't fund those who hate the values that you believe in and upon which this nation was founded. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Whichever way you do it, use promo code GORKA for the best bundles, especially on multi-line accounts. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA 972 Patriots.
The deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Well, I'm not so sure we're going to get soon to zero spread, but we want to get out of the pandemic phase and into a very good control phase. You know, there are different levels of approach and control of a particular outbreak. You go from pandemic to deceleration going down, so you go to then control, you go to elimination and eradication. I don't think we're going to get to eradication. We've only eradicated one viral disease, and that's smallpox. But you can get it down to a very low level if you get enough people vaccinated.
right? So everybody's got to be vaccinated. We can't beat COVID. Don't forget the monthly booster shots. Fauci isn't stopping. We've got to get rid of that fascist. He's got to be, he can't be impeached, got to be fired or something. It's out of control. Let's talk to a very special guest who may have some inside information. He's a SEAL. He's the former governor of Missouri. He's running for the Senate. We're hearing stories about the SEALs who are saying, I'm a walking, killing machine. I'm the fittest people in the planet. I'm not taking the vaccine. What's the latest? What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, let's remind the audience, you know, there was this big push to get an order that came down for the military to get vaccinated.
Mandatory.
In complete disregard of the recognition that number one, you had myocarditis issues, especially among young men.
With the vaccine.
With the vaccine. That data had come out of Israel. It had been validated in the UK. So there are serious side effects of the vaccine. And this is an incredibly healthy population. It made no military, medical, or scientific sense. So what happened is a lot of my friends, colleagues, Navy SEALs on active duty, and let's keep in mind, there's only about 2,400 active duty Navy SEALs, and reports are that over 600 of them, some guys have said up to 800, over 600 of them have said, I'm not taking the vaccine.
Now, these are guys who are not going to, you know, they're not going to give in and cave, are they?
No, they're not going to give in and cave. And what's also happened is, again, courage is contagious. A couple of people step right. up, and then other people say, you know what, we can all step up together.
That was just very nicely done. This is tying it together with a little yes. bow on top. Courage is contagious. Whether it's in a tier one warfighting unit or whether it's in the Commonwealth of Virginia at a school board meeting, make a difference. You don't have to be a SEAL, but you can support those who are taking back this country one school board meeting at a time. God bless you, Eric. Support this man, ericgreitens.com for the Senate and at Eric Greitens on Twitter. Thank you for coming in studio. We're going to reward you with one of our Made in America,
Boom.
America First hats.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing
thank
on
you,
our website
you.
Is made in China. It's almost Christmas. Send the leftist next to you who may have, you know, voted for, I don't know, Terry McAuliffe a message. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Get the t-shirts, the hoodies, the Let's Go Brandon yard signs. Do it today. SebGorkaStore.com. Next, the truth about January the 6th and political prisoners in America with the one and only Julie Kelly.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.